This is a paid commercial program and may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to The Big Experience, sponsored by Blackson Government. Blackson Government, formed in 1975, is dedicated to promoting equity in all aspects of American life, excellence in public service, and opportunity for all Americans. And now, your host, J. David Reeves.
Good morning and welcome to The Big Experience. This is J. David Reeves, and it is my pleasure to have with me today Dr. Jerome Butler from the USDA Grad School. And it's very important that with our economy and the things that we're facing, today we want to talk about federal job readiness and the Federal Job Readiness Institute that was founded at the USDA Graduate School, because so many people are being faced with the challenge of trying to find new employment and wanting to get into the federal workforce. But one of the great complaints that I keep hearing, Dr. Butler, is that I don't know how to get into the federal government. How do I get into the federal government? Hey, David, how did you get into the federal government? And I think this is a great opportunity, because now the graduate school recognizes the need for persons to be educated as to how to get into federal service. And so I first want to welcome you to our show, and I want to begin our conversation about the Federal Job Readiness Institute and talk about what it is and what it is that you are doing in terms of preparing people for entering federal work, the federal workforce.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you very much. And, you know, we're excited about the Federal Job Readiness Institute because it's timely, and it's all about timing. You know, everything in life's about timing. But, you know, one of the things that we start talking to our customers at the grad school and start talking to many of the federal agencies, and it is a very complex field to get into, or area to get into, if you don't know how. And the federal government system is a maze, a nightmare and a maze. But one of the things that we start talking to many of the federal agencies, and one thing that they have not done is take the time to really navigate individuals to how to get a federal job. The Federal Readiness Job Institute is really a platform developed to connect people to current and urgent information about job and about employment in the federal government. We set this up for, because we found out that when we had classes, even our supervisors and managers that are in government, there are people who are moving up and moving over and moving out of government that still don't understand how the system works. And what we want to do is develop a platform to show people how you can navigate and how you can go right to and put together a roadmap for success.
Well, and I think this is fantastic, and because I know so many people who have for years been trying to get into the federal service, and they don't understand the process, the bureaucracy. They think it's as simple as just sending in a resume sometimes, like in some cases with private industry, you can do that. But with the government, you find that that's usually not the case, and there are so many factors, KSAs and other things that you must complete, and it becomes a little more complicated. So I think it's important that the work that you all are doing in helping people, and at this very important point in our society, because we are doing in a recessionary period, and so employment is low, and many people are looking for jobs and for the first time considering civil service and as an option for a career. So, you know, what are some of the key drivers related to the federal hiring process now? What's going on that sort of makes the federal government more lucrative?
Well, you know, it's a very attractive place to work right now, and that's because, of course, the money that the president put in the American Recovery and Investment Act, which is money put into the federal government to stimulate the economy, to provide jobs. And, you know, pretty much, 89% of the federal agencies got money for to reconstruct and to put people to work. The Federal Job Readiness Institute is really going to bring people in, tell them where the jobs are, guide them, match them up with agencies based on their skills and ability. And we decided to do this on workshops that are just short because, you know, people got things to do in the summer. 3 hours on the weekends, you come in, it's $59. But what we do there is we guide you and bring you back in August when we have our job fair and match you with agencies who are hiring people with your skills. But one of the things that we're trying to do is we know that the baby boomers are leaving, and you know, a few are staying back now because of hard times. But you know, there are succession plans in every agency where they have money to put people to work, and especially in the Washington, D.C. area. There will be 12,000 new jobs in the Washington, D.C. area alone. So this is a great opportunity for people in the metro area to come forward and have what we call that competitive advantage to get a job.
Well, you know, and as much as we talk about this, and I know so many people who face the challenges of trying to get into the federal workplace. And so let's talk about some of the problems. There's always impediments. There's always things that stand in the way. And really, what are some of the things that stand in the way that keep people from breaking in and getting that first government gig?
Well, you know, first thing they tell you that, you know, go at U.S. jobs or go online and find a job. Well, you know, that's impossible, you know, because everybody's online and it's not necessarily, you know, set up the way that you can easily navigate your way through it. But most importantly is that you've got to know the agencies that are hiring. And you've got to know how to match the skills. For instance, you know, if I was coming into the federal government, even as a clerical, you know, you say, well, where's the best place for me to go? Look for a job in HR, look for a job in budget and finance, look for a job as a program management analyst, because you don't have to have a college degree to be the director in those offices. So it's important that you know where you're going. You know, so as opposed to taking a job working for a scientist or an engineer or a lawyer, you know, unless you're going to become one of those areas, you're not going to move up very fast. So you've got to have a plan when you're going in. But one of the impediments that we found is that the KSAs, knowledge, skills, and ability, as we call them, you know, you've got to match your resume to those KSAs. So you've got to understand and always say that there's three things you have to have in for most federal government jobs: written communication, oral communication, analytical skills, and some computer skills. If you have those four things, you can do most of the jobs in government. But you still have to find out and have to figure out, how do we get there? How do I know where to apply? And that's what we're going to do with this Rating Institute. We're going to do the work for you. You're going to come in and we're going to say, you have a budget experience or you have finance experience, then we're going to point you to the door. These are the agencies you need to apply. And if you come back in August, then we're going to have some people who are hiring to meet you face to face. The workshops are based on interviewing techniques, is based on resume writing, based on finding the right job, and also based on how to match the knowledge, skills, and abilities to the federal government needs.
Good. Now, are there specific agencies that are like in a hiring initiative right now, or a hiring mode, or is it across the board?
Pretty much across the board in particular areas. For instance, you know, all agencies got money for acquisition. All agencies have money for budget. All agencies have money for human resources because they're going to hire more human resources. But as a specialization, NASA, you get NRC, you get Social Security, HUD, Interior. There is money, and it is designated for specific missions. But, you know, as I said, 89% of the agencies got funding for under the stimulus bill.
And I think one of the things that you said that's so important that can't be said enough is, so often people think that you have to have a specific college degree for a job, and that if you go into a finance or a budget office, that you have to have a degree in accounting, or if you're going into a human resources office, that you have to have some kind of degree in human resources or personnel. And one of the things that's unique about the government is that oftentimes they will bring you in and they can train you in the job that they need you to do. I can remember way, 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 way back when, when I was an intern and I came into the CFO's office. I knew nothing about finance and accounting. Yet, for 9 years, I worked in the CFO's office. But by the time I finished 9 years later, I could do almost everything that a trained accountant could do. But it was just getting into the job that was the challenge. And so I think we have to keep an open mind about the jobs that you seek, because you never know where it's going to lead you.
Absolutely. And you got to realize that, you know, I always have to tell people, you know, you have a job is when you do things other people tell you to do. When you have a position, there are things that you do when you want them to do. And so you take a job to get a position, but you want to make sure that, you know, you're positioning yourself for opportunity. If you go into an office and it's a very small office, two or three people, you know, it's going to be a while before you can move up. But, you know, you want to look where there are opportunities to grow. And that's what we teach you. We tell you, when you first come to the door, Sarah, and you have your roadmap, just which steps to take. And that's what the Institute is about.
Thank you, Dr. Butler. We're going to take a break right now, and we'll be back in just a moment. We're talking about the Federal Job Readiness Institute and an opportunity for you to possibly get into the federal government. And I know a lot of you out there are looking for this opportunity. So stay tuned, and we'll be back in a moment.
Stay with us. More of The Big Experience coming up in a moment on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. For more information about blacks in government, please go to bignet.org. That's BIGNET.org. We invite you to join Blacks in Government. Membership is open to all persons regardless of race, gender, or nationality. Regular membership is open to all federal, state, or local government employees. Associate membership is open to all non-government employees, like contractors, or any persons who support equity in public service. For information on the benefits of membership, please call 202-667-3280 or visit our website at bignet.org. That's BIGNET.org. Welcome back to The Big Experience. And now your host, J. David Reeves.
Welcome back. This is J. David Reeves with The Big Experience, and it is a pleasure to have with us today Dr. Jerome Butler, who is with the USDA Graduate School, and we're talking about the Federal Job Readiness Institute. And we're talking about getting into federal service, and so many of you have talked to us about that need. And so we're here today with a conversation about how you can get some help and assistance in doing that. So thank you, Dr. Butler. Recently, I know that there was a partnership, and there was a 2009 publication that talked about the best places to work in government, and they ranked various agencies. Could you tell us what were some of the top agencies that came out of that result?
Well, you know, the agencies, sometimes that report shift, but not much because the top tens are the top tens. But, you know, you got NASA, which certainly is very popular. And, you know, you've got Department of Interior is ranked a high. You've got a lot of agencies. You've got HUD. You know, you've got agencies that are now, you know, we always had 10 or 12, and now they're just changing places. But, you know, a lot has to do with the mission. And if you look at college, you know, some of the kids that are coming out of college now, looking at people now, you know, it is based on the skills that the marketplace calls for. And what happens, the agencies change order based on that ranking of that. And I don't want to leave any agencies out. But what I want to say is that there are more agencies than ever. And maybe that's because of the job market. But we're finding that college students are now looking at government as a first option. It used to be a second or third option. Now it's a first option. And if you look at even the Washington Post this Sunday talked about, you know, why the government's a great place to work. There's a lot of benefits in government.
I agree. One of the things, I go to a number of universities and college campuses, and I speak to young people. And one of the things that I find amazing now that I didn't find in the past is just that a number of students are asking me about my government career. Why did I get into government? What are the advantages of government? The benefits of government? Are there jobs available in the government? And I can tell you, just 2 or 3 years ago, there was no discussion like that among young people on the college campuses. So things are beginning to change. Let's talk a little bit, going back to the Federal Job Readiness Institute. Is this a one-time sort of engagement this summer, or are there plans for they're offering future sessions?
Certainly. You know, this is just a beginning. We started with this pilot for how to get jobs, and then it goes into really issues of sort of if there are issues in HR, if there are issues in budget, whatever. We want what we call just-in-time learning. We want to be able to give you in a short dosage a 3-hour or a day session of what's happening and how to advance in your job. So know, even though this series is about how to find a job, there will be a series of based now how to keep your job, the need of a mentor, the need of a coach, and we'll be working with you how to move up into the workplace.
When are these sessions, this particular one on that we're talking about, when is it going to be held? Is it a one-time event, or is it going to be spread out different times over the course of the summer?
Yeah, it's all over the summer. It starts July 11th, and it takes you to August the 8th. And there are different sessions. You can sign up for one session, or you can sign up for all four. And as I said, it starts off with how I find the federal job for me. And we do the work for you. You don't have to worry about USA Today. We work you. We bring you in there, and we find a job for you.
And what's that date?
And that's the first workshop is July 11th. The next one is July 25th, and then August 8th, and it's from 9 to noon. Or you can take that session from 1 to 4. It depends on which goes with your schedule. It's 3 hours of your time, and you will go out with a lot of information and with your resume cleaned up and ready for employment.
Well, this sounds like a great opportunity. If I wasn't already with the government, I think I'd be there myself. Are we focusing on just Washington, D.C., or are these jobs that are going to be around the country? Because a lot of people come here to Washington to do internships, or they come for the summer and visit. If I happen to be here and I'm from Philadelphia and I'm here that weekend and I want to find a federal job maybe in Philadelphia, will you assist me with that?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we're starting in Washington. It's very interesting. And I think a lot of it started because of the 12,000 jobs in Washington. We got a call from a couple of pastors at their churches. They want you to come there and train some members of their congregation of how to get jobs. So, no, it's not just in Washington. It's not just one time. We'll be all over the country. We started in Washington because we know in the next 12 months, there'll be 12,000 jobs here in Washington. And we're trying to prepare some of the folks in Washington, D.C., but absolutely not. It will be all over the country.
That's good because, you know, the federal government is so spread out across the United States. I know in every agency that I know of in all of the cabinet agencies, for sure, they have regional offices, they have field offices located around the country. And one of the great things about federal service is that you can go from agency to agency and always keep your status, always keep your grade. It goes with you. And so you may jump from agency to agency, go from civilian to the defense side, and still maintain all of that. And you can even leave and go to other parts of the country.
Absolutely.
And so that's one of the great things about the federal government.
You know, one of the things the young lady, Lily Whiteman, has been writing articles for the Washington Post and writing articles for the Federal Times. And she, in her book called How to Land a Top-Paying Federal Job, she even talked about negotiating it. Most people in government don't know you can negotiate salary. And so she's done a great job, and she's been advising us. And she was in one of her articles talking about how this is needed so much, this Job Readiness Institute, because people really don't understand how to get into the federal government.
And so let's talk about it. I come to the training institute, and I come and I bring you my resume, and you clean it up and you make it wonderful, and I come to meet with the people at a government agency, and they hire me, and now I've got my job. Now what?
Now we give you a coach, and we work with you on how to get that certificate in HR or budget or finance or acquisition. But we work with you on your own time to make sure that you're, you know, successful. But the most important is lining up with a coach or a mentor and somebody in your field or somebody you feel comfortable with, but making sure that you stay on, and we give you a roadmap and show you, and it works. And JR, I can't tell you it works. I came in federal government as a GS-4 out of college. I started in the mailroom, and people laugh when I say I was about 19 years old when I graduated from college. When I was 25, I was a GS-14. When I was 35, I was a 15. When I was 45, I was an SES. When I was 55, I retired. You have a coach. You have a mentor. It works. It works.
I agree with you 100%. I've had the same mentor for 20 years, and she is fantastic. In fact, it was funny. I was just talking with her yesterday, and I'm getting nervous. I think she's about ready to retire on me. But there's nothing that I can say that lends itself to anything. To me, the best things you can do when you get into any work, be it government or non-government, is find someone who knows the ropes.
Absolutely.
Who understands what's going on within that organization, because it's truth or dare time once you get there.
That's right. And you know what? It might be somebody you never thought. I mean, I started, the person who helped me in my career the most was a secretary in one of the director's office. And so you need to find somebody that understands the organization and understand the system and how to get ahead.
Well, and that's great, because what you're doing here, I think, is one of the most important things that's so needed. A couple years ago, I did a workshop on writing KSAs at my agency, and they broadcast it around the country. I kid you not. These were people who are already in the government. I must have received within 15 minutes after that broadcast 200 email messages, and I just didn't understand it at the point how important it was that people did not really understand. People who are in the government, mm-hmm. how important it is that you effectively write a KSA, how important it is that you understand what the factors are that the agency are looking for, and paying attention to what the vacancy announcement says. Any announcement has hints in it. And I think too often we don't understand the value of paying attention and reading every single line, because that's what, you know, ultimately is going to get you the job.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I don't want to, our time is running short, so I want to talk a little bit about how I can get more information if I want to. Is this something I have to register for? How do I register? Where do I go? Can I do it online? Give me some information. I'm sure people are going to participate.
Absolutely. And, you know, you go online, thegradschool.edu/jobs, and it'll open up and you can see the schedule. Or not, you can call 888-744-GRAD. And I think one of the things that you will have a person who can walk you through it, if you want to call, or if you're pretty good on the computer, you can go right in. And, you know, and one of the things that we're going to do for you, we work with each individual, and you tell us where you want to go, and that I think you'll find out that 3 hours will be a great experience for you. And if you want to do the second part, that's up to you. But I think that if you're truly interested in a job, you know, you want to take this 3-hour session.
I'm really supportive of this, and I think it's a great opportunity. I want to thank the USDA grad school for the work they're doing and preparing people to getting into the workforce. The Federal Job Readiness Institute, I think, is going to be something that's going to take off. I want to thank you for being with us today, Dr. Butler, and the work that you do with the USDA graduate school is always so exceptional. And so it's a pleasure to always be in your presence, a pleasure to have you here today. And anything that I can do to support you in this effort, please let me know.
Well, I appreciate you, you know, inviting us to be here. And I think that, you know, I think it's time that the grad school is giving back. And we think that this is a special time in government to certainly help people who are in need of a job. So thank you very much for inviting us.
Thank you.
Okay.
I will be back in a moment with The Big Experience.
And now, The Big Perspective with J. David Reeves.
In today's economy, unemployment seems to be skyrocketing, and many people who have never considered public service as a career are now turning to the federal government as a prospective employer. Unfortunately, what many of them find, however, is that being hired in a federal career position is not always as simple as simply submitting a resume, as is frequently done in private industry. The requirements and expectations are often more complicated, and not understanding the governmental bureaucracy can often lead you to the sidelines while others grab key positions. The Federal Job Readiness Institute at the USDA Graduate School is an excellent way to gain the necessary insight and understanding for the proper way to apply for a federal position. Simply finding out which positions you may qualify for can make a major difference in your success. During a recessionary period, it is critical that you take every advantage when seeking employment. Having an edge can mean the difference between landing a job and losing out on that great career opportunity. A small investment on the front end can make a great difference on the back end. If you think that public service might be right for you, I encourage you to contact the Federal Job Readiness Institute and make the first step towards your own success. You'll be glad you did. Once again, thank you for listening to The Big Experience. This is J. David Reeves signing off, wishing you the very best in all that you do. Don't be discouraged and never give up. And remember, dreams do come true. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to The Big Experience, sponsored by Blacks in Government. Join us next Thursday at 11 a.m. on Federal News Radio, 1500 a.m. For more information about Blacks in Government, please go to bignet.org. That's BIGNET.org.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick. Worldwide on federalnewsradio.com. News and information for and about the federal decision maker. Weekday mornings 6 to 10, listen to The Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Jane Norris. They'll give you the story behind the headlines and talk to the federal newsmakers themselves. Then it's In Depth with Francis Rose from 1 to 3, focusing on career development for the federal executive. 3 to 7, join Chris Dorabeck and Amy Morris for the Daily Debrief. Live interactive news and analysis on the things that affect your federal career. Federal News Radio 1500 AM also broadcasts all the action of Nats baseball, Caps hockey, GW and American University basketball, Navy athletics, and DC United soccer. Visit federalnewsradio.com for the latest game information and listen on the radio or on your computer to all the game day action. Federal News Radio 1500 AM, your source for federal news now.
Welcome to Agency of the Month, brought to you by Pat.